You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, the biggest buzz that has been happening as of late is the chastisement of black men by one former president, Barack Obama, in which I would humbly say this to Obama, shut the fuck up and have several damn seats. However, there has been a massive backlash from black men, and they are not holding back. Now, I watched a live stream from the Angry Man, and he said something that I honestly think is going to happen as well. What is that? Black men who vote out of spite. Now, of course, there was a lot of black men who will say, you know what? I'm going to sit this out because what is in it for us? Yeah, black men are tired of being disrespected, particularly by the liberals and the Democrats. We're tired of it. And guess what? As more and more black men wake up and realize the absolute fuckery that the Democrats and the liberals have been pulling on us. Yeah, they're bringing out everything they can to try to get those black men back to the Democratic plantation. However, it's not going to work, especially for the younger crowd of black men. Yeah, every time you see one of these quote unquote gatekeepers that I talked about in a particular video called The Old Guard is Failing, it's always some old graybeard black man who is saying, no, Trump is a racist, blah, 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 blah. When we all can go back into the history, particularly of rappers and entertainers, back when Trump was not in office, Trump was the standard. Hey, I want to be like Trump. Ironic, isn't it? How easily fooled, I was going to say convinced, but fooled the black community was when Trump decided to run for president. All of a sudden, he's the most evil, racist man on the planet. When there have been numerous NAACP awards that were given to Trump. But, like I said, we all know the black community was entirely so easily fooled using the typical racist buzzword. However, that is not the point of this video. Nope. The chastisement of black men, yes, that is going on full steam ahead. However, this video is actually about the other side of the aisle. Yeah, the chastisement of white men. Now, this article has pretty much gone under the radar. However, I am so glad that I found it because yes, white men, you are not immune from being chastised either. However, this guy decided to take it to the next level. Now, this article was published on the 11th of October. University of Kansas professor, they're trying to say he's just an instructor, but no, he's a professor. But we're going to call him that for the sake of the article. Out of a job after saying men should be quote unquote lined up and shot for not backing female candidates. Yeah, this guy is literally saying men who aren't willing to vote for the cackling Kamala should be lined up and executed. An instructor at the University of Kansas who made headlines this week for telling students that men who don't want to vote for a woman should be executed is no longer employed by the school. KU Provost and Executive's Vice Chancellor Barbara A. Bickelmeyer said in a statement Friday that Philip Lowcock, talk about a name for a situation like this. And when you take a look at this guy, yeah, he looks like he does suffer from low cock, i.e. low testosterone, has quote unquote left the university without saying whether the move was voluntary or forced. We are working to identify a new instructor to assume responsibility for his classes. And we are working with the students impacted by this change, she said. The instructor has apologized to me and other university leaders. Lowcock, who taught in the Big 12 University's Health, Sport, and Exercise Science Department and served as the KU baseball team's primary academic advisor, had been recorded saying that it was, quote unquote, frustrates him that, quote unquote, there are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We can line up all those guys and shoot them, he said. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. No, we actually do understand the way the world works. Your ass is the one that's been brainwashed. Quote unquote, did I say that? Scratch that from the recording. I don't want the dean hearing that I said that, he quipped. So he knew what he said was fucked up. But guess what? Honestly, he didn't care. And gentlemen, it's good that more of these crazy, deranged people are saying things like that. That way, they're outing themselves. And guess what? Put them at a distance. In my humble opinion, yeah. Some people like this, yeah, just if you know people like this, cut them off. But that's your decision. Me, I had a bit of a spat with my older sister, which is why I've always kept my family at a distance, because they know I am conservative, period, point blank. She asked me why I was going to vote for Trump, and I said, listen, first and foremost, I want more money in my pocket. But then, of course, I said, listen, I know what you're going to say. You're going to respond with the typical women's body, blah, 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 blah. Women have ultimate choice on who decides to enter them. Now, of course, I said, listen, I know what else you're going to say. You're going to use the most extreme examples of rape and incest. Not every woman is raped and not every woman is incest. So stop. What rights do women not have? Yeah. Bodily autonomy, blah, 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 blah. You know what? Today's American woman is entirely too fucking spoiled. And guess what? There's going to come a time where shit's not going to be good in society. And guess what? A lot of you women, you will perish. And she was like, oh, you really think so? I said, yeah. Trust and believe. When the barbarian comes, there's going to be a lot of men who will willingly step aside. That's just how bad society has destroyed a lot of men. And she was like, well, I said, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know what else you want to say. You want to say that I've always thought like white guys. Okay, I'll take that. If being informed simply means that I'm thinking white because I like to be informed about more things, then guess what? I'll take that. But anyway, back to this article. The video clip was later shared on X by conservative activist Ned Ryan, who is the son of former U.S. Republican Jim Ryan. Several Republican lawmakers quickly moved to condemn Locock's words, calling on the university to fire him. Quote, unquote, "I am glad to report that the professor who called for men to be lined up and shot, declaring open season on people who don't plan to vote for cackling Kamala, is no longer an employee at KU," Senator Roger Marshall, a KU med school alum, declared Friday on X. The university initially placed Locock on administrative leave after the incident was made public. Bickelmeyer said that while the lecturer had, quote unquote, explained to us that his intent was to emphasize his advocacy for women's rights and equality, he also, quote unquote, recognizes he did a very poor job of doing so. The free expression of ideas is essential to the functioning of our university, and we fully support the academic freedom of our teachers as they engage in classroom instruction, she said in the statement. Academic freedom, however, is not a license for suggestions of violence like we saw in the video. While we embrace our university's role as a place for all kinds of dialogue, violent rhetoric is never accepted. Well. You see, gentlemen, I find it very hilarious that the left, who are so, in quote, tolerant of everyone, as soon as you disagree with them, they become completely and totally intolerant. Yeah. So this guy just outright said the men who don't want to vote for the cackling Kamala should be lined up and shot. So now it's firing squads? Really? And yet, they still want to sit back and say that Trump is a direct threat to democracy, when everything that the Democrats have done have been open threats to democracy. But yet, once again, they are so keen to focus on people's emotion. That's why they get away with things. But hey, we all know now, this is absolute desperation, because we know that cackling Kamala cannot organically win this. Oh, no. The fact that they had to bring out Obama, yeah. See, Obama and guys like this guy, Locock, they need to shut the fuck up and have several damn seats. Because when you've gotten to the point that you're willing to threaten people, yeah, that's it. You're done. D-U-N, done. And I hope that this campaign goes down in flames. But anyway, Trump is kicking ass. And once again, I truly hope that Trump wins, even though there's a small portion of me, like I said, that hopes cackling Kamala wins just so she can come out and say she's the first Indian woman president. That way I can look at all the black people that vote for her and just laugh in their face. But, hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all of you people out here, you leftist men and women who honestly believe that you can bully, finger wag, cajole, and now even threaten men into voting for her, you need to understand this. You need to understand this crystally damn clear. The social power you think you have, that will definitely go out. Feminism, both men and women's feminism, and the idea that you're going to force men into your way of thinking, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, there are men who probably were on the fence who are going to sit this out. However, with the constant shame, chastising, and now threats, yeah, there are going to be a lot of men who vote for Trump just out of spite. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.